Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome into Stacking Dubs, coming to you right after the Warriors win in overtime against the Nuggets. Hell of a game. That was fun. That's all I can say, guys. That was an exhilarating win. Just a great game in general. Just two juggernauts in the West meeting up. Both played great games. Playoff-type atmosphere. Aaron Gordon drops a 50-burger and is just unconscious from three. And the Warriors still find a way to win when they gave up 70 points in the first half. Seemed like they should have been down probably 20, and they claw their way back into this. And led by none other than Chef Curry gets cooking big time in this one. Got my cooking spoon out because, hey, the babyface assassin, the chef, strikes and looks as spry, as in shape, as good as he's looked in the last several years, just relentlessly attacking the hoop. Best shape, best cardio on the court. I mean, never a doubt, but just confirms that at 37 years old, hey, he's still got some legs under him. And as long as he's got some legs under him, you know he's got a flamethrower attached to that right hand, and he can win you any game at any time against any opponent. Just a masterpiece by Steph, and really came alive just starting the second half. He went into the half with 7 points, 6 assists, you know, was happy to play the role of a playmaker and let Jimmy Butler kind of keep the Warriors alive in that first half. Lucky to be down only 9 heading in. But again, Jimmy Butler did a great job in that first half, keeping us in it. And then Steph takes us home. 13 points in that third quarter. Thought that was a big quarter, but he was just getting going. And in that third quarter, you know, it was a lot of just off-ball movement. He was getting trapped anytime he was on ball, so he was finding ways to cut, relentlessly attacking all night long. And that's what you have to do against a Nuggets team that doesn't have great rim protection. But really the story is, you know, Steph Curry was just by Christian Brown. He was by Jamal Murray. He was by Bruce Brown. Whoever was guarding him, Steph had that first step of explosiveness, creativity, just found ways to get to the hoop. And you don't usually see him, you know, getting to the hoop, falling on the ground, you know, taking a beating this early in the season. But the chef wanted this one. You could see that he was in attack mode. And, you know, hey, sure, you can pace yourself and really start to wait till the second half of the year to take those bumps. But Steph's ready to go now, and he's willed his team to victory. Ended up scoring 22 points in the fourth quarter in overtime, and I think he had like 16 points straight at one point. Ended up finishing with 42 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. Like, is that right? Does he not even have an assist after the first half? Doesn't matter to me. Why would you pass the ball when you're on fire? Shot of the night, that God, was like a 38 footer to tie it after we were down 3. Let's go back a little bit. We were tied. Steph got to the hoop, missed a reverse layup. Tough one, but at that point, you expected that to go in. About 35 seconds left. Aaron Gordon, of course, hits a 3, put them up 3 with about 25 seconds left. Out of bounds play, you know, inbound to Dre, just about the circle, and Steph comes from the back court, uses a little rub screen from Dre, takes the handoff and drills it from about 38 feet, I'll call it. And you know, when it left his hands, it looked straight. I thought it was going to be a little bit short at first, but just enough legs, just enough conditioning for Mr. Curry there, and knocks down the shot, ties the game, gets it to overtime, where, yeah, the Warriors, you know, with that closing big lineup that we're going to talk about a whole bunch right now after we're finished with Steph. But essentially they get to overtime. Steph keeps it going. Jimmy hits a huge dagger 3. Steph sets him up for a little night night, just kind of seeing if Jimmy will do it, but Jimmy left him hanging according to Steph. Basically brought them home. I thought an interesting part of overtime, actually, this is just kind of a side note, is we actually won a jump ball. Al Horford winning us a jump ball against Jokic. When's the last time you've seen the Warriors with, you know, essentially the other team's center in, where the Warriors are winning an important jump ball? Love it. Let's talk. Well, let's just finish about Steph. Legend. One of his all-time performances. And, I mean, there's just not too much more to say other than enjoy as many of these games as we can. You know, whether it's 2, 3, 5 more years of this, hopefully, enjoy these masterpieces because, you know, they still happen, but they're fewer and further between. And just great to see one this early in the season, and leads me to hope that there's going to be many more for this season and a deep playoff run to come. So great game, Mr. Steph Curry. Let's talk about that closing lineup. So I was actually thinking midway through the game, it's like, do the Warriors just go big? Like, is their best lineup just Steph at the one? I guess it's what, Jimmy at the two, Kuminga at the three, kind of interchangeable there. And then Draymond and Horford finishing out your front court. And you saw early in the game, it's like, okay, well, you're undersized. Nuggets are just getting easy baskets at the hoop. They're getting whatever switch they want. And it's just really just a mismatch as the Warriors are trying to play defense early in the game. It's leading to wide open threes all over the place. And, you know, what do you really do to combat that? If you're going to play small, like the Warriors do a lot of the time, you have to play great perimeter defense and keep everyone in front of you. If you're going to be smaller than them, you have to be quicker laterally. And the Warriors weren't doing a good job of that. Jamal Murray was getting anything he wanted in that first half. Aaron Gordon got anything he wanted anytime. They did a good job against Jokic. But my point being, it seemed like the Warriors, if there's ever a time to try just going big, this was the time. And this was the opponent. And little did we know, we found out after the game that Steph Curry said this lineup has net zero reps together in training camp. They just kind of threw it together. You know, hats off to Steve Kerr to say, hey, this is the best lineup right now. Let's go with it. And it worked. They entered the game, I think, down 7 with 4 minutes left to go. Obviously, tied, it got into overtime. And then what did we win by? Win by 7, 8 points, something like that. I think they won by 6 points. So they were a plus 13 in 9 minutes together. And it's obvious why. I mean, on defense, everything was switchable. They tried to keep Steph out of switching onto Jokic, and the Nuggets, you know, kept spamming that. And Steph did a good job. But really, the Warriors did a great job switching, pre-switching behind it. Jonathan Kuminga, unsung play of overtime is when he pre-switched as Jokic kind of leaked to them off of a screen to the middle of the key, and Steph just sprints to the corner. Kuminga comes up, pre-switches onto Jokic, ends up getting a block on Jokic. I think that was when we were up a basket or maybe tie game at that point with like a minute left. And then the next possession down, Jimmy hits a huge dagger three. The switchability, the size, the athleticism, the rebounding, great rebounding out of that group. It's so refreshing to see a big Warriors lineup. And that is the biggest takeaway, other than the fact that Steph Curry is still a superstar in this game, is that the Warriors may have found their best five-man lineup. We did an episode on it earlier in the preseason. We've talked about it a lot. We've thrown out all different lineup combinations. You know, is it Moody? Is it Pajemski? Is it Melton? You're going small with Draymond, or is Horford in there? Hey, you know what? It's positionless basketball. You put in your five best players and you give yourself some size and you're basically your most athletic lineup as well. And you get rewarded by it. Maybe this kind of changes the paradigm in the Warriors' minds and Steve Kerr and Dunleavy's minds that, yeah, no, we can get away with small ball and we're fine with what we have with Dre at center and Horford now that we brought him in too. But maybe you see now what size can do for you. In terms of defense, most importantly, and the real reason you can get away with it is because the offense worked. You know, you're afraid to run that lineup because of the spacing. You're afraid to have non-shooters in terms of Kuminga, Butler, and Draymond. But you know what? Draymond hit two or three. How many did he hit? He hit two threes, 2 for 5 on three tonight. Jimmy hit two threes, including the game winner dagger, essentially. Kuminga's been shooting pretty well from three, enough to be respectable when he's open. You have to guard it. And then you have Horford there stretching it at the five. Maybe it works for the season, maybe it doesn't, but it worked tonight. And ultimately, and you have Steph Curry going just ultra fuego like that. And it just doesn't really matter if you have spacing around because, again, he was just getting wherever he wanted and he's his own spacing. And if you just put the ball in Steph Curry's hands at the end of the games, he's the most clutch player in the league. He's the most clutch player I've seen since Michael Jordan. And you just know that he's going to find a way to get the offense over the lip as long as that defense is holding up on the other side. And that's how this lineup's going to work. So, you know, you're going to have to find some wrinkles off of it. You're going to be able to run some Jimmy and Steph pick and roll and hope you have enough spacing around that, which they tried once or twice, but kind of stayed away from it because I think it would get a little congested. But whatever they're going to have to work with this lineup, it's great to see very successful first, what was it, 9 minutes together as a unit. They're going to log many more minutes together. And now you're going to have essentially your biggest, most athletic lineup available to you against at the end of games against what is a growing, bigger and bigger Western Conference. Look at, the Nuggets, the Clippers are huge with Zubac. The Rockets are maybe the biggest team ever with everyone 6'11 and bigger, other than their 6'7 ultra athletic Amen Thompson at point guard. The Thunder are huge. Wembanyama and the Spurs are gigantic. I mean, I can go down the list, but the West is huge, and the Warriors need to figure out ways to combat that. And I think they found their first ace in the hole with this lineup that maybe, just maybe, can compete with the biggest, strongest, best teams in the West. Kind of just back to Steph Curry a little bit. It's just, I just can't stop talking about this guy. It's fewer and further between, like we talked about. It's like, yeah, he can't just go get a 40 burger like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander can at any point, like Luka can at any point. He has to work for his shots. And like LeBron, it's in there, but you're just not gonna be able to put forth all that effort every single night, at least in the not in the regular season. You're gonna pace yourself. But the truly greatest players in this league of all time are the ones who, when your team needs you, when a win is there on the table, and especially in the bigger games later in the season, can your superstar rise to the occasion and consistently deliver at the end of games? And I mean, I don't know anybody, again, other than Michael Jordan, that has consistently come and risen to the task like Steph Curry. Just the shot making in the fourth quarter is just unbelievable. It's bombs when everyone knows Steph's going to take the shot. It's when you're down by three and everyone knows you have to hit a three, and Steph still finds a way to get it off and knock it down. It's finding ways to get to the hoop as an undersized, underathletic 37-year-old point guard. It's just finding a way. And especially in the second half of Steph's career, we've really seen that, there is no one else that you would rather have taking a shot in the NBA. And the poll by the GMs at the beginning of the season, I think it was like 47% of them in a landslide, chose Steph as the guy that you'd want taking the last shot. Oh, and he's the best shooter, he's the best off-ball player, and he's the best leader according to those GMs. So, oh man, that was fun. Let's see. Horford, fantastic, played 29 minutes, and you just see the impact. I don't even really need to go through it. It's so obvious that, just being able to work in tandem defensively with Dre, working together with him to guard a guy like Jokic, where they can just kind of switch off and have that interchangeability. And then, you also have Jimmy Butler, who's able to kind of help as that third guy and help there. He can just come in, and when Dre's on the bench, he can just fill that void and be that center and steadying force there. It's just so important on the defensive side. Then on offense, we already know he's just such a great connector. Had a great little spinning assist to Will Richard for one of his 6 points, and Will Richard played a fantastic game. I'm gonna talk about him next. And Horford just gives you a play finisher. Someone that can hit an open shot, he can get into the post and score when he needs to, he can make that pass in traffic. He just does everything on ball, off ball that you could possibly think of and want from your center. And there's a reason why Dunleavy made Horford the most important out of the offseason, I think, across the NBA here, especially for the value that they got him at. And it's just so finally refreshing to hear. I think Anthony Slater wrote his article a little bit digging into it earlier today, that Horford wanted to come to the Warriors. He reached out to the Warriors in the offseason. He reached out to Steph and texted him in, I think, July, just asking him, what's the medical team like? What's the rest schedule like? Things like that. They got very old man veteran conversation, but he wanted to come to the Warriors. He saw them in the playoffs last year and said, hey, I could be that missing piece as a stretch five that they really sorely need. And it's just so nice to say, hey, finally somebody is actually comes and want and plays with Steph, because you've got to figure everyone, I think every if I was an NBA player, I would want to come play for the Warriors. I would want to come play with Steph Curry. And it's nice to see someone impactful finally choose the Warriors. Will Richard. The Warriors might have found some, they might have struck gold in the second round again. I know it's early. I know there's a lot to be worked out, but man, the kid just has such a great feel for the game, high IQ. He's just like always in the right spot. Ended up playing 17 minutes in, again, like a playoff atmosphere game. Played the first 8 minutes of the fourth quarter. Probably would have closed if Kerr didn't decide to go to that big lineup, which I'm glad he did. And credit to Kerr for sticking with Richard. And hey, like who else would have just stuck with him, you know, in the first 8 minutes of that fourth quarter? Richard rewarded Kerr. You know, he had a couple cuts from the kind of that dunker spot. You know, he's not always just sitting on the corner. He's kind of running that dunker spot, kind of providing a little bit of spacing there. Had one off a nice dish, like we talked about from Horford. Had in a good, I think he got to the line after Draymond found him as a cutter. When the Warriors went zone in the fourth quarter, just kind of came weak side with a great steal deflection after the jump ball. And when Aaron Gordon was going off for 10 straight points, and the Warriors just needed some points. You know, they find a way to get a jump ball and off the tip again, win another jump ball. Richard just kind of comes away with the ball, streaks up the sideline, and knocks down a three. I love the confidence to shoot it. Shot three threes in that fourth quarter. First one might have been a little bit of a force. Second one open. I'm glad he took it. You know, we had people saying, hey, you know, maybe you don't take that as a rookie. No, you take it because that third one was open as well, and you had the confidence to shoot it, and you knocked it down, and that was a big play in this game. And when you have that confidence as a rookie, you're only going to get better and more comfortable shooting that. So glad he shot that. That was a big three that he hit. He had a great pass off that short roll and kind of action, I think, with Steph, and dished it to Jonathan Kuminga for an and one, missed the free throw. And then his little swan song as he's about to check out with about 5 minutes left, he just gets that strip down on Christian Brown as he attacks the hoop, knocks it off Brown's knee, turnover, Warriors get the ball, enter Steph Curry, and the rest is history there. So fantastic job by Will Richard. And again, he's just gonna have to continue finding minutes, and especially when Melton comes back. We'll see what that does to some, and when Moody comes back. I'm curious what this does to some Pajemski minutes. Pajemski, you know, I like Pajemski, great connector, great role player. Game like this with a lot of big athletes, a lot of like just very long and strong players, you know, he really kind of struggles, and he found ways to score. You know, he wasn't bad in this, and I think what he had like 10 points or so. But you know, he leaves a little bit to be desired, and we'll see if his minutes kind of come down a little bit because you're getting a lot of production out of some of your shooting guards and your wings like that. So Pajemski, I still believe in him, but it's been kind of a slow start to the season, and I think, you know, it's going to be kind of a case by case basis based on how guys are playing, but that's another conversation for another day. Lastly, you know, Draymond played great, and then Jonathan Kuminga, I thought, you know, another very solid effort. We talked about that pre-switch on defense, and you know, that made up for a few defensive lapses where, you know, he gave up a few early threes to Aaron Gordon. He got torched in that first half, you know, kind of doubles and tries to double Jokic in the post and just leaves Gordon wide open for a three. Goes under a screen like the very next possession. Gordon knocks it down another three. And you know, JK is just kind of struggling, especially off ball. Which we know once he was had his feet set and it's, you know, isolation on Gordon, he's fine. It's really just kind of chasing and being a step behind and out of position that Gordon really got him. But aside from that, I thought he did a good job on ball defense. He did a great job defending at the end of the game, and just really being able to work with Dre, Jimmy, Horford, just kind of fighting through screens and making sure that he's in the right position off ball. And then on offense, you're seeing the evolution, and you know, the more I've seen, the more I'm believing that Jonathan Kuminga, he's seeing the game much different. He's still finding times to attack into the middle of the lane, get into that mid-range, but he's not shooting it. He's getting under control and he's passing it. He's getting to advantageous spots. He's getting, you know, catching the ball in the post. Again, he's getting to that mid-range and he's looking to be a passer. Right, he's finding ways to set other people up, even if it's a simple pass. It doesn't have to be an assist. It's just kind of get that defense to collapse a little bit because they know what you can do in isolation. Make a pass. Hey, you know what? Sometimes that second pass finds itself into Steph Curry's hands for an open three. On that note, he had a nice little end of shot clock, you know, catch and didn't even look at the hoop. This probably second quarter, third quarter, and just kind of shovels it over to Steph, sets a screen, and Steph buries at three. It's all those little things, and it seems like he's starting to understand the flow of his offense. He's understanding how to play with Steph. He's understanding how to play with Jimmy. And for all the talk this whole offseason about how a Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, Jonathan Kuminga lineup really wouldn't work offensively, wouldn't work with spacing, it really has. And the only way to get better, and my hope is that it's only going to get better and better with more experience. And the kid works hard. You know, he's raw, but he's learning. He's got great mentors, great veteran leadership, great coaching. And this, again, the sky is the limit for him, especially when he's committed to playing this brand of basketball, which I think is the smartest, highest IQ, best brand of basketball that there is in the NBA. And you get them into a series, and now it looks like you have the talent. You don't have as much talent as some of these teams in the NBA, but you have enough talent where a Steph Curry and a Jimmy Butler can get you there, can get you enough offense, and then that monster defense, a switchable defense, and high IQ, good brand of basketball can win you any series. Oh man, guys, that was fun. I know it went a little long, but you know what? Let's enjoy this one because these ones are the best. All right. Well, you guys enjoy your night. Enjoy your Friday. We have another game, which could be a little let up if you as you go to Portland. Portland's a dangerous team. They gave it to us in the preseason. Horford is going to be out. You're going to have tired legs first back to back of the season, especially going to overtime. We'll see if everybody plays. We'll see what everyone has. But that Portland team is long, athletic, and really, you know, bullied the Warriors around. So might have to go back to a bigger lineup with Horford out. Hey, what's kind of our long, lengthy, athletic lineup? Maybe I think Moody might come back, so we might see some iterations with that. All right. Well, hopefully for another game tomorrow, and I will talk to you guys after, hopefully, the Portland game. Have a great one. Until next time, peace, love, and stacking dubs.